Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a special edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and it's my honor and privilege having Mr. Harold McMurrin in front of me as we're here at Toyota Field in Huntsville, Alabama, the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Now, Mr. Harold has a 97th birthday coming up, June the 10th, and I can remember that because mine's the 12th. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mr. Harold McMurrin.
Thank you.
We talked about your wife, Ruth, and the fact that you have your 74th anniversary coming up on July the 4th. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And then your 97th birthday coming up on June the 10th. So we want to go ahead and tell you happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mr. Harold, you served in both World War II and the Korean Wars, correct?
Correct.
On D-Day, where were you?
I was with 4th Infantry going down on Utah Beach.
How old were you at that time?
I was 19.
19 years old.
Right.
And you were a survivor
of D-Day.
Right.
And there are a lot of young men that they did not survive.
Correct.
When you think about the fact that you're about to turn 97 years old, we had to leave behind a lot of teenagers back there on the beaches of Normandy. But you've gotten to live, and you can honor them in your life too.
Correct.
What does that mean to you, Mr. Harold?
Well, it's a privilege to have fought with them, showing their bravery, that they didn't mind giving their lives for our freedom today.
The mission that you were on, what were you told you were going to do?
I was in a maintenance squadron. I was supposed to fix the guns and artillery sights and tanks that quit running. But the waves that went in didn't make the progress that they thought they would make against the Germans there. So when we got on the beach, we had to fight for our lives too, just like the infantry. In fact, we did the same work that the infantry did.
Obviously, I'm just 41 years old, so I have to read history. But there was a shift a little to the east for when y'all approached the beaches. Is that correct? There was a shift?
That was on the Omaha beach.
Okay.
Well, our beach was not shifted. In fact, we had the 81st and 101st Airborne dropped down behind us to keep the Germans from bringing in reinforcements. But that was a tragedy. That was bad. It just didn't happen right.
And from what I read also, as they were planning this, they planned by the moon. They planned by how the water was coming in or out. And if they didn't do it on this particular day, because it was put off for 24 hours, if they didn't do it on this particular day, June the 6th, then they would have had to wait about two more weeks before they were able to do it.
Right. And two, most of us was seasick when we landed. I'll say that 95% of the guys were seasick even before we landed. So the sea was rough. I mean, the channel was rough at that time, which made it more difficult for us to get in like we were supposed to.
Where did you leave from to go to Omaha Beach?
Southampton.
And you said Omaha Beach or Utah? Utah or Omaha?
Utah.
Okay. So you went from Southampton to Utah Beach?
Met with something similar to a convoy. In fact, we fell in behind them with the 4th Infantry. The 4th Infantry went in from, I believe, Torquay was where they left from.
What year did you become a member of the armed services?
In May of 1943, I was a trained aircraft mechanic. Went to the same school that the same guys went to for the Army Air Corps. And I was at Tyndall Field, Florida. I came back to Tyndall Field trying to get in the Air Force, and I got drafted before I could get in the Air Force.
So that sent you down the path of the Army?
Right.
Okay. Well, and as we think about the fact that you just mentioned that you were a airplane mechanic, you still do maintenance
right
on airplanes today.
I've been doing it since 1942.
Wow. And you are at the Moontown Airfield in Brownsboro, Alabama, correct? At 97 years old, you truly have to have a passion for what you do.
Right.
What is it about airplanes that intrigued you? What is it that pushed you in that direction?
Well, it's two things. I love to hear the drone of the engines, and you meet the most interesting people from all over because they come into the airport to come to Huntsville or something like that, and they're very interesting. They're all willing to talk to you if you want to talk to them.
I heard that there were some FAA members who wanted to talk to you not long ago just to see a person that was in their 90s still serving the airfield there.
Yeah, they came up, I believe it was last Tuesday, two of them. And I was ready for an examination, but they didn't want to do that. They just wanted to talk and chat, and that was it.
Wow. I know that means a lot, and as people think about your service, there's an organization in this area called Honored Legacies for Veterans. You're a part of that effort. along with several others who have served our country through World War II, Korea, and also Vietnam.
Yes.
What does Honored Legacies for Veterans mean to you, Mr. Harold?
Well, it provides trips and things to go back and see where we once served and know what we accomplished and things that we should have done different, things of that nature.
The camaraderie that's there to be able to associate with fellow veterans.
Oh, that was natural. I mean, that was, didn't even have to be said. Now, I will say that we picked out one person. They'd pick us, and we called them a buddy. Now, we knew that they'd sacrifice their life for me, and I'd do the same for them. And it was called a buddy. If he didn't have enough rations, I'd divide my rations with my buddy if he didn't have enough, and vice versa.
I think people listening right now need to think about who their buddy is. And they may not be on a war field, but who's that person that you're willing to sacrifice for? Who is that person? Is there someone that you're willing to give your food to,
right,
to be able to help? And if we were able to do that and think about who our buddy is, I think we can be better as a country.
Right. I know we would.
We have beside us Chris Batey, and she's part of Honored Legacies for Veterans, and I appreciate the fact that I'm able to talk to you today because of Honored Legacies for Veterans and Elaine Oaks, who's also a major part of that. We celebrated Mr. Sherwin Callender's 101st birthday yesterday, which was June the 4th was officially his 101st,
yeah,
but we celebrated on June the 5th. And it was so good to have him outside of the nursing home. The opportunities in 2020 were scarce when it came to getting together. What are you looking forward to as we move forward to be able to see your brothers again who served?
It's enlightening that you have. You like to see them. Gives you a little more, what would you say, expectation of living longer as long as they did. It's just a great enlightenment to see them and be with them.
Well, you're just a young man compared to Major Wooten at 104 years old.
I know.
He would be that big older brother. That could scob your knob, right?
But I'm trying to catch up.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We're at Toyota Field, the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. I am with Mr. Harold McMurrin. He served our country in World War II and Korea, the Battle of the Bulge. He is a D-Day survivor. I'm so glad to be here with him today. Just before he turns 97 years old on June the 10th, I hope that you all will wish him a special happy birthday. When you see that post, you just make a comment, and we're going to try to get those messages to him through Honored Legacies for Veterans. You are listening to a special edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now we're at Toyota Field, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas, and I have a very special guest with me right now, Mr. Harold McMurrin. He is a member of Honored Legacies for Veterans. He has served our country in World War II and also in Korea. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Mr. Harold.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service to our country. I want to make sure that you know that there are a lot of people who appreciate the sacrifice that you made for us. And as I sit here and I look at my seven-year-old daughter and I think about the sacrifices that were made by so many young men, teenagers, they didn't survive, a lot of them.
Right.
The sacrifice that they made for us.
We knew after we saw what Germany was doing that we had to defeat them. I mean, when we went out on the beach, we knew we had to take that beach. There was no question about it. I was with Patton's Army, 3rd Army, and we fought along the way. We had battles until we got to Bastogne, where the Germans stopped us. They had a meeting with Eisenhower. He called his three generals in. Patton was one of them, to go into the city without destroying the railways and the roads and everything, because he wanted to help us fight the war. Well, General Patton got up and said, well, give me enough 6x6s. If you know what a 6x6 is, it's a pretty good sized truck. To haul the dog tags back in, I'll put you in the city. And thank goodness he did not take Patton's suggestion, but the city got pretty well torn up, at least from that. In fact, that's where we were when the Battle of the Bulge started, and Patton sent everything he had to the Battle of the Bulge, and like to froze to death. It was such a bitter winter there.
You feel like your training taught you to survive that, or how did you guys survive that?
our training, some guys didn't take it very seriously, and they paid for it. But I knew that I was going into combat some way or other, so I wanted to do the best I could and be the best I was.
It wasn't too many years later that your country called you again for the Korean War.
Right.
And that was a completely different experience in a different theater from World War II.
But I got in the Air Force for that. And Congress made some type of a mistake. I was in reserve. And they called us up and said that we could only be in for 15 months. And that they could not extend us or do anything unless we just voluntarily re-enlisted. And so I was at Lockburn Air Force Base in Columbus, Ohio, when my 15 months was up. And so I came home. I'm a native Alabamian and partial Indian.
Where were you born?
Dora, Alabama, outside of Jasper and Birmingham.
So you came back home, and here we are today in Huntsville, Alabama. The Trash Pandas, the Rocket City Trash Pandas, have invited you to throw out the first pitch.
Right.
What does that mean to you when you get a call and say, Mr. Harold, we'd like for you to throw out a pitch for us?
Well, it makes you feel like you're somebody after all these years of nobody. So it makes you feel like somebody.
I know there are a lot of people who feel like you are somebody, whether you're able to throw the pitch at the Trash Pandas game or not.
If I get it halfway to the catcher, I'll be lucky.
Congratulations on your 74th anniversary to Ruth, July the 4th.
Thank you.
And happy birthday, June the 10th, 97 years old.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show today. And again, thank you for your service, Mr. Harold McMurrin, from myself to so many others that stand with me to thank our military veterans for what they've done for our country. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, right now I'm with Chris Patey. She is a founder, along with Elaine Oaks, of Honored Legacies for Veterans. We are in Huntsville, Alabama, as I mentioned, the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. We want to say thank you to the Rocket City Trash Pandas for bringing our veterans here and showing them this special honor by being able to throw out the first pitch. I know it means a lot to you, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. These guys deserve the honor for sure. And I feel like we as a country don't honor them as much as they deserve. So that's our mission, to honor them in their communities and beyond, as much as we possibly can, in any way that we possibly can.
As you know, there are pockets of people around this country who are very committed to our veterans, who love them dearly and appreciate the service of both men and women who have served our country. It's part of your job to find those pockets of people who will support Honored Legacies for Veterans.
Right, yeah, and we have a big pocket here in the Madison County area. It's a wonderful place to have a nonprofit for veterans. Extremely supportive, and all the organizations or all the companies, you know, around are extremely supportive, and they want to help honor, and we hadn't had a problem at all with that.
As we think about the challenges of COVID-19, and it was a very difficult time for nonprofits all over the country, for Honored Legacies for Veterans, you all made a shift to take food, to make sure that there were volunteers to check in on our veterans, to make mm-hmm. sure that they were okay. And y'all navigated that pretty well. Where you were needed, you found your place.
Right, right. We provided meals. We went grocery shopping. Tons of cards were sent. Just, you know, our volunteers are absolutely fantastic. You know, they made telephone calls and just kind of kept up, you know, because it gets lonely when you're stuck at home. And it wasn't safe for people over 70, really, to do much going out. I remember with Harold, we had to convince him that he shouldn't go out. But he and Ruth did really well, and we were able to help out some along with his family. And they're ready to go now. We had our first meeting since COVID this past Tuesday and had a good showing, and everybody's ready to go and excited.
That's great. So moving forward, what are the plans for Honored Legacies for Veterans as you start to get together? And you had a meeting, as you said, on Tuesday.
Our main goal is to extend these guys' legacies, to get their legacies into the schools, and we're creating a website where we have all subjects, all grade levels, and we have lessons for teachers, and all they have to do is click, and they're free, and they're there, and state standards are there, and lesson plans are there, and every single lesson is going to include some real life experience of some of our veterans, and a little snippet of an interview. And so keeping their stories alive in the minds of the up-and-coming generation is our main goal. Our main goal is not trips, but we had the Westminster Band approach us pre-COVID, and we were going to take some veterans 2020 back to Pearl Harbor and be in the parade, and we were going to travel with high school students, that's our goal, you know, to have those students come along and to really get to know the veterans and understand their sacrifice on trips. If we take a trip, that's our goal. And they approached us and asked us to go, and we were going to go. Of course, we didn't get to make that trip, but if there are opportunities to take a trip that will bring honor to our veterans, we're open to it. But our main goal is honoring them locally and honoring them in the school systems and keeping their stories going.
A former teacher yourself, how have you made it into the schools? What has been the plan to be able to get these tools into our school systems?
Well, we have met with some of the superintendents, local superintendents. We have plans to meet with everyone. We've had a very, very good reception. Everybody we've met with is excited about it, and they plan to use it. And once we have a letter or a commitment from a large number of schools, we will then go to sponsors, and we're going to give people the opportunity to sponsor a video. So that, you know, when that person's video comes up, it'll say sponsored by. It can be a family member, or it can be. We've already had Jim Fiesel passed away, and his family gave money to sponsor his video. So we've already had some money coming in for that. But as soon as we have our plan together and we have a commitment from an appropriate number of schools, then we will start seeking sponsorship, and then we hope to go Alabama-wide and then nationwide.
That is a great goal. And as we have Mr. Harold McMurrin sitting next to us, one of our veterans, member of Honored Legacies for Veterans, and we think about the story that he shared and the stories that he shares, they can affect young people in a way that allows them to appreciate the freedoms that they have to grow and nurture that love of country.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. When you go to a football game, every Friday night a veteran is honored, the kids stop and pay attention to who their parents stand up for and applaud. And that goes a little bit into their consciousness about these guys are important. When they get to get out of class to go listen to a veteran, they understand these guys are important. And when you go on a trip with these guys, it changes your life. And the lives we need to be changing are the next generation. So that's the idea behind any trips we might take. We want to take, we had the idea to have essay contests, school or district-wide essay contests, let the veterans choose the winner, and the winner gets to travel with us. So those are, everything that we do, including trips, is the basic reason for it is to bring honor to the veterans and to extend their legacy into future generations.
How do you want people to connect with Honored Legacies for Veterans, Chris?
Well, right now, our website is up. We've been hacked 3 times, so we have hired someone to help us clear that out. It's honoredlegacies.org. So I think the PayPal's working right now, but if it's not, it will be working soon. But you could also send a check to Honored Legacies for Veterans, P.O. Box 1124, Madison, Alabama, 35758. And we would love to have your support.
Thank you, Chris Pate, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today as we celebrate a special occasion for Mr. Harold McMurrin at Toyota Field, home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
I've been talking to World War II veteran, Korean veteran, and also member of Honored Legacies for Veterans, Mr. Harold McMurrin, who turns 97 years old on June the 10th. Congratulations to him and happy birthday. We hope he has a very special day with his family. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this show with both Mr. Harold McMurrin and Chris Pate with Honored Legacies for Veterans. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a special edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
My sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.